privilege for me to be here. You all have a beautiful ministry going on here, beautiful church. Thank you, Pastor Rick. Thank you to all the elders. And, well, my name is Rodrigo. You already know. I'm from Mexico City. I was born and raised there. And growing up, my life was just about baseball. I have a brother. His name's Diego. He's 27, and he's a lawyer. And so growing up with Diego, my father, he used to be a baseball player. And so that's what he taught us, to play baseball. And so that was my passion growing up. So from ages 10 through 18, I will just wake up and think about baseball. And I will go to bed thinking about baseball, dreaming that one day I could play with the Yankees, be a big leaguer, you know, and just be famous. And so as I was growing up as a baseball player, I was getting better, getting stronger. And so I got the chance, Mexican teams, we have Mexican league over there, professional baseball. So some Mexican teams will start looking for me, asking me to sign with them and play for their teams. But my family, my friends, my trainers and coaches would tell me that it was better for me to go to USA and to pursue a scholarship because it was better. You know, in Mexico, if you get injured, they don't care about you. But here, USA, it's big on athletics and academics. So that's what I did. And my father, he's from Reynosa, which is a border with McAllen. So I have an uncle who lives in McAllen. So that's where I went to live, and I started attending McAllen High School and started to play there. So I'm the only believer in my house, in my family. So I knew God existed, but I didn't believe in Christ and didn't know much about him. And so, then I started playing there at McAllen High School. And one of my teammates, he would invite me to pray with them every game, before every game. And I would pray with them because I would feel bad, you know. And I would say, well, whatever makes me hit home runs, I'll do it. I know. So we would pray before every game. He would talk to me about Christ. You know, he would tell me I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me and all that kind of stuff. And for me, that was kind of new. But little by little, you know, the Lord was using him to draw me to him. And so then I met his family, which are very godly family. I love them. And they will invite me to their house. But I wouldn't like to go there because all they would talk about was Christ. And that was not comfortable for me because deep inside of me, I knew I was living in sin. And when you're in the darkness, you don't like the light because it exposes your sin. So, just how I said it. I wouldn't like to go with them in their house because I would feel uncomfortable. And then on Sundays, my friend would call me and would tell me, hey, you need to get ready because we're going to pick you up. We're going to church. I was like, no, I don't want to go. But, you know, I will feel bad and I'll be like, okay, I'll get ready. And then they gifted me a Bible, a study Bible. So, as I said, I knew God existed. So I would pray, God, I want to know your truth. I know there is just one truth, like not everybody can be right. Like there must be one truth, and if this is your truth, if the Bible is your truth, I want you to show me because I don't want to be in an error. So I remember clearly I was at my family's house at the kitchen, and I was reading the Gospel of John, and it was when I read John chapter 14, verse 6, I am the way, the truth, and the life, and no one comes to the Father except through me. I can remember that clearly, and it was like if those words that I read just gave me life. And in that moment, At church, they would tell me, hey, you need to receive Christ as your Lord, and you need to accept Him. So in that moment, when the Lord showed me Christ and His excellency and His majesty, the first thing I did was I went into my room, I locked the door, and I searched up in the internet, how can I accept Jesus Christ as my Lord? So that's what I prayed with all my heart. And since that day on, the Lord started changing me. The way I would speak. Now, if I say bad words, it will make me sad, and I didn't know why. My friends changed, the people I would surround myself to, just everything, the music I would listen to. I remember one day I was going to play baseball, and I was listening to reggaeton. I don't know if some of you know what that is. But I was driving to play baseball, and then all of a sudden I started thinking, why am I listening to this music? And I started feeling sad. So it was just clear to me that God was changing me into His likeness, and He was making me holy. So now looking backwards, it's just beautiful to think that I was dead in my sins. I was dead in my trespasses, and the Lord just gave me life. And so as I was growing and as I was meditating and praying on what I was going to do for the rest of my life, I had the opportunity to go play in a community college. There was a chance for me to go over there in Laredo, Texas. And so I had that. And I also had one agent who wanted me to sign with them. But I was starting to considering entering into the ministry full-time. I believe many of you know about Rio Grande Bible Institute, which is down in Texas. And actually, I'm forgetting something. I'm sorry. So this family that preached me Christ, they received me in their house because my family, my brother's dad was having some troubles. So they received me in their house, and they talked to me about Rio Grande Bible Institute. And I would say, nah, I'm never going there. I don't want to be a pastor. I love God, but I don't think I want to be a pastor. But then meditating, you know, praying, reading the scriptures, it got to a point where I was like, okay, what am I going to do the rest of my life? You know, I can keep on playing baseball and use it as a platform, which is good. Or I can go into the ministry and serve the Lord full time. So it got to a point where I said, you know what? I don't know how much I'm going to live. I don't know if the Lord is going to give me 20, 30, 40 years, 50 years. But the amount of time that the Lord gives me, I want to give it back to Him and serve Him full time. So that's what I did. And I applied to Rio Grande Bible Institute. And now I finished my first year there. I have a beautiful girlfriend. She's from Brazil. Right now she's in India. Serving with some missionaries, teaching at a language school. We're praying to get married soon, probably next year. So I would appreciate your prayers for that. And that's my testimony. And I just want to encourage y'all. You know, this family, I can't recall them preaching me the gospel, you know, clearly. But they gave me a Bible. And they invited me to church. You know, evangelism could be hard sometimes, and it's understandable. But because sometimes we don't feel that we are equipped. But you don't know how God can use whatever you do for Him. You know, whether inviting someone to church or giving a Bible, the Lord is sovereign, and His ways are just mysterious, and His providence reigns. And so just you know, the Lord can use anything to bring a sinner to Him. So I'm thankful for y'all for having me here. I'm looking forward to spend time with y'all, and if I can serve in anything, I'm available. Thank you.